I think of a couple of other things that might need a little review and refreshing in your minds, and they have to do with how to translate some expressions. You remember I covered unless by telling you that it meant if not. So we will go unless it rains. We will go unless, if not rain. If not rain, we will go. This is the way unless is rendered. There's another point. This is if P then Q. Remember I told you how to do only if. Acceptives, only if you reverse them. Q implies P. So this is if P then Q, only if P then Q. And so sometimes we put them together and say if and only if. P implies Q, Q implies P. And that's the definition of this symbol. Which is the two-way implication, the symbol for equivalence. P is equivalent to Q, means P and Q have the same truth value. They're either both true or they're both false. And if one is true, the other is, and if the other is, the one is. Here are several ways to write it. This is one way, this is another way, here's another. Either they are both true or they are both false. This, this, and this say the same thing exactly. I wanted to make sure those things are all clear. Now, despite the power of the system that we've been studying, there are still things it can't do. It can certainly handle compound sentences. That, remember, Aristotle's syllogisms were all categorical. He couldn't deal with a sentence that had and or if then, let alone combinations of them. And we can now with this system. But there are still things it can't do. It can't handle statements about individuals. Remember, that was one of the problems with Aristotle. So he said that he couldn't handle a simple argument that's obviously valid, that goes, all humans are mortal. Socrates is human, so Socrates is mortal. Remember, I wrote that on the board and I said, how do you write that down in Aristotle's system? Is it all of Socrates is mortal? Some of Socrates is mortal? Neither one makes any sense. Okay, but we can't do it in this either. How would you write down? You could write down all humans are mortal if someone's a human then mortal, but how do you write Socrates is a human? It's not Socrates implies human. It's not Socrates and or Socrates or. There's no way to do it. So this has the same that same limitation. Also, I pointed out that in the system that Aristotle devised with the syllogisms, there was no way to write a simple valid argument that had a relationship in it, such as taller than. Remember my example was Bill is taller than Sam, Sam is taller than Jeff, so Bill is taller than Jeff. That's obviously a valid argument. There was no way to write it down. How do we write it down in this? Is taller than implies or and? None of them. So that's something else this still can't do. So what we're going to learn to do is have a more powerful shorthand, a more powerful way of translating arguments into symbols. We're going to apply the same rules. Proof is the same way. But we're going to introduce a more powerful notation next time. And it's known as the predicate calculus. It's a way of deriving conclusions from premises when the premises have a much more thoroughgoing and subtle way of being written that will include statements about individuals and it will include relations. And once we learn to construct proofs with them, you will be ready for the final exam. So that's, stay tuned, that's next time.